Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, we're going to take a look at the cool new multi-monitor support that's built into Visual Studio 2010. Before we look at the 2010 specific features, let's pop back to Visual Studio 2008 and review the limited support for multi-monitors that's available in that version of Visual Studio. So you'll recall that I can undock tabs. For example, I can undock the Solutions Explorer window, and I can move that window anywhere that I want, even off to a second monitor or a third monitor in my development setup. You can't see my second monitor yet, but momentarily I'll switch to an external camera so that you can see how I'm moving things back and forth across the desktops. So I'm going to put that back. Now, the problem here is that I could only do that with peripheral windows, but the core window that hosts my source code and my designers, etc., those are all hosted within a single container, so there's no way for me to undock this, for example, this default.aspx page or the default.aspx.cs file, and see that side by side on a different monitor. With Visual Studio 2010, however, that becomes really easy to do. So let me switch to an external camera, and we'll start to move things around here in our Visual Studio 2010 application. Okay, so what you're seeing here is my dual monitor setup for development with Visual Studio 2010. And what we're going to note here is that the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to separate the Solution Explorer and move it over to my second monitor. Now, historically we would double-click on the top of the window, but a better way to do this now in Visual Studio 2010 is to right-click specifically on the item that you want to undock or float and select the float option in the menu. Then I can move it to any place that I'd like, including across to a second monitor. Now, we could do that sort of thing with Visual Studio 2008. So the really interesting thing here is now I can right-click on a tab in the main window, which contains all of our source editors or our designers. I can right-click on one of those tabs and also say float. Now, once I've done that, then I'm free to move that floating window anywhere that I like. For example, over to a second monitor. Now, I can still switch between source view for that page, that ASPX page, or split view, but the other thing that I can do that's interesting is I can resize that view on my second monitor, and then I can go and grab the code behind, select float, move it over to the second monitor, resize that, and have them side by side. Right? So that's kind of interesting. Now, the other thing that I can do is, what if, now I have this monitor dialed down to 1024 by 768 so that I can simplify the recording, but normally, of course, I use these at maximum resolution. Now, another thing that I can do is if I switch over here in the Solutions Explorer, open up another file, go over to my main Visual Studio window, and then float that one, I can copy it over to my second monitor, resize, and you're starting to see here how I can use multiple, oops, I can also obviously full screen, but you're seeing how I can get maximum use out of my multi-monitor setup as well as my big screen monitor and Visual Studio 2010 by arranging things so that I can simultaneously view different portions of my project as appropriate at the same time. Now, one last thing to note is that as you start playing around with all of these, it might be kind of easy to get confused and not be able to get things back the way that you want. So I'm going to switch back to the desktop recording and show you how, if you've made a mistake or you can't quite get things back to where you started, you can reset all of the settings of the visual appearance of Visual Studio 2010 using a simple wizard to do that. So let's switch back to the desktop recorder, and I'll show you that now. So, if I select Tools and Import and Export Settings, there's some interesting things here for me. Now, the first thing is, if all else has failed and I can't get things back the way that I want, I could just reset all of the environment settings for Visual Studio 2010 by selecting the Reset All Settings and clicking Next. And by the way, when you do that, it'll give you an opportunity to save the current settings in case you want to try again.
Now, the other thing that's interesting, though, is that if you've got things configured exactly the way that you want, you can export the settings so that you can save them and do a couple of things with those. First, you can move them to other machines so that all of your machines can be set up with the same settings for the Visual Studio IDE. The other thing that you can do is, obviously, you can pull them back in by importing. But the other thing that you can do is, you can make backups of your current environment settings. Maybe those are, you know, on a per project basis or a per client basis or what have you. And then you can import them when you want to switch, rather than having to go and sort of one by one reconfigure all of the details of the Visual Studio IDE to suit your needs, you know, for a given project or a given client or, you know, even on a given set of hardware. So much more flexibility and power in Visual Studio 2010 to allow you to maximize the productivity of VS 2010 based on the settings of your hardware and your particular preferences for developing ASP.NET applications.